Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All this week, we're looking at the impact of state budget cuts on daily life in America. And as I was saying earlier, these are the kind of cuts that people really feel in their everyday life. Today, we're going to go to Michigan. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday at the Capitol in Lansing to protest a significant drop in school funding.
Lansing, do your job.
Unless Michigan lawmakers can overcome disagreements on the budget and raise taxes or put more money aside for schools from the stimulus funds, funding could be cut by as much as $165 per student. Maybe that doesn't sound like a lot to you, but on the ground in the schools, it makes a big difference. To help us explain what's going on here in Michigan is Craig Folley. He joins us from member station WDET in Detroit, where he hosts the talk show Detroit Today. Good morning, Craig.
Hello, Celeste. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And I want to just say, the cuts could be worse than $165 per student. That's pretty much what everybody's expecting to be the total cut.
Yeah, round around the average. And you know, somebody here was saying, wow, $165 really doesn't sound like a lot of money. But this is, number one, this is coming on the top of cuts that have been made in earlier years. But $165 per student makes a big difference.
Well, yeah, it certainly does. You know, when you look at a city of Detroit, if the full measure of the cuts go through, and we're talking about a potential of, you know, $292 per kid, I mean, that's something like $24 million for a district like Detroit, which is already dealing with a $259 million deficit. So in some senses, the district is like, you know, bring it on. At this point, you know, what difference does it make? We've already got an emergency financial manager. But in other districts, like neighboring Dearborn, this is a huge, huge difference. They're talking about laying off 90 teachers in response to this and 300 employees.
So let's hear from one of these teachers, Casey Christensen, first grade teacher in Roseville, Michigan. He's been a teacher there for 12 years. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
I don't want to make it sound like you're one of the people that maybe get laid off, but can you give us some perspective? I mean, I just came from Michigan. I just moved in September. And last year, I spent over $100 buying all of my son's school supplies for him, which I don't want to downplay, because for many people, that's a major burden. But really, what Craig is talking about in terms of laying off teachers, that's really a cut that kids feel in the quality of their education, right?
They definitely do. And one of the things that we've seen leading up to this year is a sort of tightening of the belt. And, for example, if a few art teachers retired, and they didn't replace them with art teachers, they replaced them with long-term substitute teachers. You know, I think in expectation of, we didn't know what's going to happen.
Well, Craig, is there any sense of how many, you know, students per class it's going to rise to? Is there a rate, you know, from like 25 up to 35 or even higher than that?
Well, it's different per district,
sure.
John. I mean, every district has their own standards. But, you know, in a city like Dearborn, which has a, you know, pretty good-sized population, they're talking about potentially 31, 32 students per class. And oftentimes that's in violation of a contract that they've agreed to with the teachers' union.
Casey,
but again, it depends on the district.
Casey, how about you there in Roseville? How many students are you expecting to have?
This year I've got 23, and, you know, we don't know exactly, but I wouldn't be surprised at up towards 30.
30 kids?
In first grade, which is a lot.
That is a lot of kids.
We allow for more students in the upper grades. And what happens is, if I'm over my limit, then the district has to pay me, it's like, I don't know, $5 a kid.
They pay you extra, but they don't actually address the class size. And from what I understand, they may be shutting down some of the schools in your district as well.
Yes, and in fact, that's something they'd plan to do, but I think that they're going to need to speed it up, unfortunately. We have a few schools that are really small, so they may need to close those and bus those kids to other schools.
Craig, we all know that the budget is tight in Michigan. I mean, it's tight everywhere, but Michigan especially is having a tough time. But is it a problem with the tax structure? Why is the schools taking such a heavy hit?
Yeah, absolutely, it's a problem with the tax structure. Back in 1994, the state shifted the tax structure for education away from personal property or property taxes to a sales tax based system. They raised the sales tax 2 cents on the dollar to fund education, hey, in the mid-90s, that was great. Everybody had cash, was spending it. The schools had plenty of money. Well, everybody has stopped spending, so therefore their receipts are significantly down and continue to go down, which is why the governor has ordered another $127 per student cut over the last couple of weeks, and that's what everybody's wrangling over right now.
Didn't the state just get millions of dollars in stimulus funds? What's happened to that money?
Ah, that's where the argument is. So there's $164 million in federal stimulus dollars that are out there right now that could be used to avoid this second level of cuts. However, the state legislature, at least the Republicans in the state Senate, argue that next year is going to be even worse. They want to save the money for next year, whereas Governor Granholm would like to use it now to avoid these cuts and at least spend the next several months working on a long-term solution to the funding problem.
Casey, let me just ask you quickly at the end here, as a takeaway, just to kind of give us perspective on what these kind of cuts mean. When we're looking at increasing your class size, I mean, you're already at 23 students,
right,
and you're in first grade where you teach. What are the basics you teach?
Reading and addition and subtraction.
If we add seven more students to your class, how many less minutes per student is that?
I don't know exactly, but it will make a tremendous difference.
So in terms of reading and math basics.
Right. It's just less minutes that I can get to the individual student.
And that's where the rubber hits
kinda
the road.
All children left
about.
Behind there.
Exactly. Casey Christensen is a first grade teacher in Roseville, Michigan. She's been teaching for 12 years. Craig Folley also joined us. He's the host of the talk show Detroit Today at member station WDET. We're going to be talking about state budget cuts all this week. And coming up on the program, we're going to be talking about apple pies, where the cuts are all in the fruit. Get it?
Got
fruit.
Got it.